David Harby is from the campaign group Rail Future in Lincolnshire. David's with us now. David, morning to you.
Morning, Melvin.
Hand on heart, do you think if HS2 does go ahead, will we benefit at all here in Lincolnshire?
I'm sure we'll benefit if it goes ahead, but I'm sure also that if it doesn't go ahead, we'll suffer, which I think is the key thing for Lincoln.
So tell us how we would benefit here in Lincolnshire.
Well, firstly, if you think now, our problem with R5 to get more trains to London, the argument always is that it's being used by capacity for trains from further north, you know, York, Leeds, particularly Leeds. Well, if those trains, even one train an hour from Leeds takes 1,000 passengers an hour down to London on the high-speed link, well, that's at least one extra path on the East Coast. You take another train from Newcastle, perhaps. That's going to give a lot more opportunity for our services.
Some of the figures that I've heard and I've been looking at this morning indicate that parts of Lincolnshire would benefit, other parts would actually suffer from this. Do you think it would be mainly Lincoln that would benefit because we could have these extra services direct to London?
I've seen some of the figures that were put out last week. Was it KPMG that did the figures? But I couldn't really work out exactly, quite frankly, which was benefiting and which wouldn't.
But
the sort of areas they were using. But what I'm thinking is that if we don't get HST, where does all the extra freight go? We're already finding that with arguments about it, all the extra freight's likely to come through Lincoln now. If it can't use the East Coast main line, where does it go?
And do you think are there more people saying to you these days we should be getting more of this freight traffic off the roads and onto the rails? Would that be a potential winner, do you think, by sort of saying, well, look, we can get more of the freight traffic on trains and do it that way?
I think there is, but there's also the case that there's a lot of port expansion going on. I mean, Felixstowe's just opened a new terminal. There's another big new terminal opening near Tilbury. So obviously the big money people think that there's going to be a lot of more freight going onto the rail. I suspect a lot of it they think is imports, but there's also going to be exports going out that way. Even at the moment, they're almost running at maximum capacity that they can cope with for the freight coming out of Felixstowe.
What about this argument, and Paul mentioned it in his report just a moment ago, sort of saying that if, because it's going to cost probably quite a lot of money to travel from London on the new high-speed trains, if that price goes up and that's high, there is concern that everybody else's fares will go up as well. Do you think we're all going to have to pay more for rail travel in the future?
Well, it hasn't happened with HS1. They do run a high-speed service from Kent area into London on HS1, you know, for commuters. And yes, that is a premium fare, but the other fares haven't gone up to match it. Because it is a premium fare, obviously, if they stuck the other fares up, they'd lose the benefit of the extra people going on high, paying more to go quickly.
Now, I understand there is quite a lot of investment going into the rail services over the next 3 or 4 years anyway, but yep. Do you think, what about this argument that some people are saying, well, instead of spending £42.6 billion on HS2, we just put that money into the existing rail network and improve the service that we've got?
Well, there's a lot of investment going in now, and we're not talking really about £42.6 million. I mean, the government's £42.6 is talking about a maximum budget, but the actual figure that the government are talking about, they're saying that £14.4 billion of that is money in reserve for cost overruns.
And it's a lot of reserve, isn't it?
Well, that's how the Department of Transport always work. They do the same with the road schemes and everything else. But at the moment, most network rail schemes are coming in actually under budget, not over.
And
so on that basis, obviously, and also, of course, with High Speed 2, if they had an extra tunnel somewhere, it shoves the price up. They haven't sorted out exactly where the stations are going to be, you know, to the inch. If there's a lot of development land, sort of, if you think of the East Midlands one at Towton, all the land around most of it's owned by the railway. Well, of course, how much development money do they get back in?
David, thank you for that. David Harby from the campaign group Rail Future in Lincolnshire.